In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Courageous Fatherhood. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My wife Kathleen and I have been blessed with 19 children, 14 living and 5 in heaven, ages 29 to 9, and 12 of our living children are daughters, and that makes me and my two sons, of course, in common with the Blessed Virgin Mary, blessed among women. Many women, indeed, praise Jesus. I'm far from an ideal father. I'm weak. I'm fallen. We're all in the same fight. Having said that, men, fathers, we are made for battles. To be men, not feminine. To carry the weight. To carry our families. To be gentle. To listen. To give everything. To carry the cross, to fight, to never count the cost, to work, to be brave, to lead, to challenge, to protect, to stand up for truth, to never compromise the essentials, to protect life, to be noble, to be dignified, to be chaste, to be detached, to love the higher things, to be filled with faith and hope, to be calm and confident, to be mature, to be recollected, to be contemplative, to love God and to love others, to sacrifice, to take the shots, to pray on our knees, to be men of the Eucharistic life, to be humble, to be one with Jesus our Lord, to die, to be happy for all eternity. Yahweh, you are our Father. We are the clay, you the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:7-8. And from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the divine fatherhood is the source of human fatherhood. CCC 22:14. What causes a person's faith to carry through from childhood to adult religious belief and practice? The one overwhelming critical factor is the religious practice of the father. Actually, in reality, much more so than the mother. Details regarding a Swiss study confirming this fact are available at www.touchstonemag.com. I think back to teaching my daughter Bridie when she was about 1 year old, maybe 2 years old, to kneel down with praying hands, and how she would always look over her shoulder to see if I was watching, looking for my approval when she knelt to pray. Men, do you see what power and influence God has given us with our children if only we would put it to use? I also think back to another experience where I happened to be praying the Angelus and pacing back and forth in my home. And after I prayed for a period of time, I turned around to see where my little daughters Bridie and Shayla had gone. They were probably like 2 and 3 years old at the time. Well, they were right behind me, and they were emulating my pacing and my praying exactly as I was doing. Again, men, do you see what power and influence God has gifted us with in relation to our children if only we would put it to use? And this power doesn't end when our children become teenagers or even adults. A good father protects his children. Listen, at some point, we need to draw a line in front of our family and say, no one crosses this line. No one crosses this line. No one harms my family. God has made me its protector, and you will only hurt and degrade my family over my dead body. Like a man named Joseph Richardson, who I read about in the newspaper in May of 2008. He was in Chicago, and he was walking his 4-year-old daughter on the south side of Chicago, and a drunken driver came out of nowhere, went out of control, and careened up on the sidewalk. His instant reaction was to pick up his daughter, hold her up out of harm's way, and take the mortal, deadly hit from the car. He died saving her life. He laid down his life without even taking a moment to think about it. And I am convinced that he will live on in the heart of his daughter every moment of her life. She will never doubt how much she was loved. And I don't doubt that you men would do the same. But moral dangers and affronts to the dignity of our children and their souls are just as dangerous. They are more dangerous than this out-of-control car driven by a drunk driver. And this brings me to the point that if we want to be effective fathers, we need to be pure and chaste. If we are not pure and chaste, we are not going to be effective as spiritual leaders in the domestic church of our home. We cannot submit to the temptation of pornography. And if we do fall, we need to immediately repent. And if Catholic, go to confession. We cannot give an inch to these types of temptations. And if we have given ourselves over to pornography where it's taken a hold on us, we need to do something about it. It's good to hold oneself accountable to a spiritual director or another person or to a support group. But we cannot allow ourselves to be degraded by pornography. We must win this fight at all costs, and our Lord Jesus is there to do most of the fighting for us if only we turn to Him. And are we raising our children with a spirit of sacrifice? We cannot be afraid to demand sacrifice from our children. We do not want our children to come to us when they are grown and say, Mom, Dad, why did you ruin me by always giving in? Why didn't you challenge me? Why did you always give in when I complained? Why did you always give me everything I wanted when I wanted it? Why didn't you give me the capacity for sacrifice? Why didn't you help me form my will when you had the chance? Are we training our children in critical thinking to analyze and evaluate what they are being told through the supernatural faculties of Jesus? The supernatural faculties that He's given us as human beings, as His beloved creation. Have we consecrated our homes and families to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Romans 12:9-13. Am I sincere in my love? Do I hate what is evil, and do I and my children even recognize what is evil? Do they see me fighting for their good, for their dignity and innocence? Do I anticipate others in my family, showing them honor? Am I persevering in prayer? Another quick story. Once my daughter Shayla, age 4 at the time, one of the little prophets in our family, came up to me spontaneously and said, "God loves you very much because you bless your children every night." Wow. I have made it my practice for many years to bless each of my children at bedtime with holy water, making a sign of the cross on each of their foreheads, simply saying, "God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." While I'm very far from a perfect father, I can at least bring myself to do this, to take a few moments to bless my children every night. And when we make a little effort to bring prayer and faith into the family, God rewards us greatly. And should we experience a cross, such as a serious illness or some other significant adversity or tragedy, our sense of the value of these beautiful spiritual things is usually heightened. My leukemia sojourn beginning on October 19, 2009, gave me much more time to be with my family, as I had often been limited in my ability to leave the house during my illness. My illness had a healing effect on me in that it heightened my sense of priority of my family first after God. Though God has not made an angel out of me, I've been able to apply this priority to my life of being with them, trying to be a better husband and father and being less self-centered than I was before. I understand very much the value of spending time with my wife and children. The old adage is true that in retrospect, our children grow up fast. I can't emphasize enough that we will never pass this way again with our family. I've been given the gift of recognizing much more profoundly the precious, unique gems that my wife and each of my children are. I can truly say that when I really look at their faces, I see the face of God. And this can be overpowering. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back with more on courageous fatherhood.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of courageous fatherhood. I was talking about my leukemia sojourn. Though I fail often, I am motivated to try to be more virtuous, loving, and less of a cross to others, especially my own immediate family members. Of course, my illness sometimes contributes to making me even worse, more tired and irritable, so I remain a cross to them, but I hope I'm fighting the good fight, see Timothy 1, 6-12. The cross is the most effective means God uses to purify us. It is interesting that when I'm the sickest, I tend to be the most virtuous. Being given the grace through suffering to see in my neighbors, starting with my own family members, the beautiful image and likeness of God that they truly are. My passions are subdued and the higher faculties of my soul take the lead, like they're supposed to. Unfortunately, once I feel stronger and healthier, I tend to fall back into my old habits, including impatience, mostly with the ones closest to me, my family members. Lord Jesus, help me to love at all times, and I know that I'm only capable of this tall order with your help, which I know is never lacking. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Well, Lord Jesus, I'm begging. Please help me to be more virtuous. And I have every confidence that you will, Lord. My illness has also changed me a little for the better in being motivated to more quickly forgive others. Though I unfortunately still don't always forgive as immediately as I should the real or imagined transgression of others against me, I'm more aware that my life could end at any time and that the opportunity to forgive would be passed. God always stands ready to give us the grace to forgive if only we exercise our free will to ask Him for His help. Then it is a matter of willing and deciding to forgive, though we may still feel a strong movement of emotions to the contrary. We cannot always control our emotions. We may have to keep exercising our will to forgive many times over, but each time we do, we have in truth forgiven the other person. I'm also motivated by the fact that God will only forgive us if we forgive others, which is only fair. How can we expect mercy if we do not extend this to others? Mercy is the greatest attribute of God. We need to emulate it. It is key to family life. It is key to fatherhood. If you forgive others their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Matthew 6, 14-15. I don't know about you, but I don't want to die with unforgiveness weighing down my soul. Do you? Besides, the one who is most hurt by lack of forgiveness is the one holding the grudge. Lack of forgiveness eats us alive from the inside. It does a great deal of harm to us spiritually as well as psychologically. There is great healing and peace that comes to the one who forgives. Forgiveness is so important to family life, so important as a father. What a beautiful thing it is when a father humbles himself to tell his beloved child that he's sorry. Another offshoot of my illness is that it has brought me the healing of a greater love and relationship from my family members toward me. Their affection has grown and has often been demonstrated by them making sacrificial efforts to help me and to help with the responsibilities of the household and with the younger children. It has made them better and wiser persons. My children have been anointed with great maturity and wisdom as the fruit of the cross. They have grown in their ability to see and to live by what is most important in life. My wife Kathleen and I have especially had many profound discussions on this topic. Our love and empathy has grown, if that is possible, as it was so great to begin with for each other and for our children and vice versa. But whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Philippians 3:7-8. This is in line with what I said to my wife Kathleen from the very depths of my soul when I was at the height of my illness. I told her that everything else besides God and family are garbage, rubbish. No, this is not to be taken literally, but makes the point about what is truly important and what we should focus our time and energies on: God and family. There is nothing more important than God and family. May we all live each day as if it were our last, and as the gift that it is. May we each place God first and slow down to enable ourselves to see the face of God in others, especially in our family members, especially in our wives and our children's faces, and be thankful for them. As I once walked with my daughter Bridie, 5 years old, during my illness, it struck me how she noticed each flower, each bird, every bug along the way, and she would randomly stop to experience these things. While I was initially anxious to move the walk along, let's get it accomplished, I realized, of course, that this beautiful child had it right. She had the right approach. I was very much enjoying how my illness had slowed me down a bit and allowed me to wonderfully experience and learn so much more, especially from my children. As husbands and wives and as parents to our children, we are called to most fundamentally be present to each other. Slow down. Unify. Spend time together. Nothing will substitute for our time, presence, and attention. Nothing. We are called to emulate God. And a father, though never perfect, is a reflection of our divine and loving Father in heaven. None of us is expected to be perfect on a human level. What counts in the end is the effort and commitment that is persevered in with God's always available help. We will return in a moment to talk about how the great St. Paul speaks of our Heavenly Father, who we are called to emulate. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. We'll be right back to talk more about courageous fatherhood.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about courageous fatherhood. So, how does the great St. Paul speak of our Heavenly Father who we as fathers are called to emulate? We turn to 2 Corinthians 1, 1-5. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, with all the holy ones throughout Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and God of all encouragement, who encourages us in our every affliction, so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction with the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. For as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, so through Christ does our encouragement also overflow. End of quote. Yes, our Father of compassion, of encouragement, we find here some vital virtues of our loving Heavenly Father to emulate. We pass on to our children the mercy, compassion, and encouragement that we ourselves always receive from our Father of mercies. True, sometimes being merciful means challenging and leading our children, not giving them free rein, but always with an attitude and spirit of love and encouragement and mercy. And when we fail in these and other areas, when we fail in charity, as I often do, we should be man enough to ask forgiveness from our children. I admit that I have to apologize to my children often. And guess what? When I do, I feel much better. I feel cleansed. I feel at peace. It brings peace to the family. And of course, we teach our children more by what we do than what we say. So when they see us exercising humility and asking forgiveness and truth, they will begin to emulate this themselves. Although both spouses are equal, the husband is the spiritual head of the family. He should not be afraid to lead and make decisions. He should be a man of strength, but gentleness. He keeps in mind that his wife is the heart, and a head is no good without a heart. A head without a heart is a dead head. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's hard to do. Let's pour ourselves out for her. Children, for our wives. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Please join us next week as we continue our discussion of courageous fatherhood. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.